Hey guys, thanks for listening to You Breast Believe, episode number 3. It's kind of a weird one. We're all kind of in a weird ho-hum mood. We recorded on a Sunday and we decided that that's probably not the best day to record. So enjoy our little bit of a bitch fest that we have. But I do have some exciting news. You Breast Believe, Midwest Digest, and WichitaComedy.com, we have all partnered together to bring Brooks Wheelan October 20th to Roxy's downtown here in Wichita, Kansas. Tickets are only $15. You can get tickets from TicketLeap.com and then search for Brooks Wheelan, and that's wheel, like a wheel on the bus, and then spelt with an A-N at the end. Just search for that and purchase your tickets before it's too late. It would not be possible to bring Brooks to town if we didn't have several businesses in the area supporting us in this nice little venture. So today I would like to shout out Hellbomb Tattoo. Several of us ladies have tattoos from the geniuses over there. They're off of 1115 East Douglas Avenue. They do not do body piercings, but they do badass ink. And then our other sponsor we would like to give a shout out to is Shelter Salon. Most of us get our hair done by the girls at Shelter. You can find them at 430 South Commerce Street, Suite 400.
Not just the best of us, not just the rest of us, not just those feelings you hide. The atoms in your body, vibrations in your mind, are more than enough to pass the time. Not just the best of us, not just the rest of us, not just those feelings you hide. The atoms in your body, vibrations in your mind, are more than enough to pass the time.
Hey everybody, what's up? Episode 3 of You Breast Believe.
Hey.
I'm Jessica.
I'm Megan.
I'm Hannah.
And Allie.
And in the background I have my asshole cat, Walter. Today we are at my apartment, not at Taproot Studio, but we always want to thank the Finishing School for Modern Women. We'll talk more about that later after the episode. So what's up? How are we feeling today? Do we feel good? Do we feel annoyed at the world? No? Allie feels good? I wanted to talk about social media today, and I don't know, I just feel really grossed out by Facebook. Mm-hmm. Just grossed out.
Why?
I get on there, and there's just no original content. Mm-hmm. It will be the same things, and it's just like, there's no education backing what people say. It's just frustrating. It's boring. And yet I still go back to it. It's like a weird relationship. Mm-hmm. And now it's like for events and things like that, I have to go to Facebook. And I really just want to quit.
Yeah.
Like, I'm looking for a reason to quit. And I'm like, okay, maybe on my birthday I'll quit.
Can you just, like, unfollow everybody?
That's so what I was there wanting
would be nothing
to
up
the
there
day.
Unless somebody invited you to an event. I don't know if that's what that
I
was.
I don't know. I mean,
or if you wanted to.
That's how I felt the other day. Yeah. Like, I was like, I should just unfriend. Like, who are these people? I don't even, you know, a lot of the people that pop up and the way they like organize what shows up on your feed anymore is so confusing.
It is.
It's from shit from like yesterday. Is right underneath something from 15 minutes ago, and
then if something gets commented on from like 3 years ago, yeah, you think it happened today.
You're like, oh shit, she cut her hair. Oh wait, that was 3 years ago.
Yeah. And just the way, like, if I go onto my wall, I'm just seeing, like, shit on shit on shit, and then it stops at, like, three things, I feel like. Like, you can't, it's just not organized well. It's, like, chunky and clunky.
Like a garbage pail.
It is.
Like, dumb videos.
Yeah. I don't know what to, I don't know. I need to, I...
First world problems, for sure.
They are.
Do you guys have people, like, all of a sudden have, like a section of friends that have got into some, like health team thing? Mm-hmm. And they have one leader who will post, like, a motivational quote with their selfie on it. Oh. And then, like, today this is what I'm eating. Here's your recipe.
Oh.
And, like, go get it. And, like, I've had, like, three friends that pop up on my wall now. And this crap goes on.
Huh.
Like, hourly.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah, but I bet it's so coming.
Sounds annoying, yeah.
And there'll be, like, a life quote that they've edited it onto, like a picture of them. Mm-hmm. And then it'll be like, go get today. Today's beautiful. That'll be their
go selfie. Get it.
Oh, my God. No, I haven't seen that.
I'm torn because I feel like stuff like that can be good for people who need that kind of motivation. Like, I think that really does help people, but at the same time, it's annoying as hell, and it's just...
They need to sector off Facebook to, like, this is what I'm using it for, and these are the people I want to deal with and see.
Didn't
like, you can
you
go through and, like, I want to follow these.
Say that once, like, there needs to be, like, a baby Facebook and, like, a food Facebook.
Political social awareness book.
Yeah.
Like... I mean, I'm starting to get friend requests from people that I don't know and maybe not even have friends in common with.
Yeah.
Don't friend them.
And, well, I haven't been lately. I've been like, okay, whoa, this is too much. Like, this is now not what it used to be 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. Like, it used to be I knew you, and now if you don't accept someone's stupid-ass request, and then you see them later on... There's, like, a weird thing about it.
I don't accept. There are people who have sent me a request that I actually know, and I just don't want, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
So I don't.
Yeah, I need to not give a shit. I feel like I'm supposed to now. Like, I'm more of a, I'm more out there in the world, and, like, being more socially blah, blah, blah. But I don't want... people to look at what I looked like when I was, like, you know, in a sophomore in high school. And I also don't like having to organize who sees what. Like, I don't want to put I have two lists. I have the official no-nos list, which I made when I was, like, 16 and put family on. And then I have a general friends list. And my no-nos, there's a lot they cannot see.
Yeah.
Now I don't really care, but they've been a part of that list since I was a teenager, so I don't want them to see pictures tagged of me and all that stuff, but I'm about ready to fucking quit, y'all. I'm so sick of it, and just stick with Twitter and Instagram.
I don't understand how any of the other ones work.
Instagram, I don't have Twitter.
I like Twitter a lot.
I like Instagram. Because I feel like it's better suited for, like, obviously visual, but, like, for the stuff that I want to post, like, drawings or whatever, like, I feel like that's a better platform than Facebook for me. But,
yeah.
And I could give a shit less about anything else on there, but I don't know.
Did you have a rant you wanted to rant about on Facebook?
Yeah, but...
Tell us.
It's just, well, it's basically all this shit, like... It's good for some things, and, like, everybody's guilty of everything, like, of using it, you know, for... I just think it makes people really, like, forget, just kind of, like, lose perspective on everything, on, like, what's important, or, like, what, like, is actually, what actually matters, like, I don't know. I feel like people just... I don't know. It's a big thing. I don't know. I feel like people... Oh, I can't talk about it.
Do it!
No. It's just too, it's just too annoying and frustrating, and but like, I'm guilty of it, and a lot of people are guilty. I think just, like, when something real happens in your life, like, you look at all the shit on Facebook, and you're like, none of this shit matters, but people take it way too seriously, and, like, people, it, I think it just takes people longer to, like, get over shit because of Facebook, and people, yeah. like, you know, I think do stuff that they really don't want to don't really want to do, but they do it anyway because they want to put it on Facebook. Like, even getting engaged or something, I feel like people are more apt to, like, see the attention that people get and want that, whether it's, like, a subconscious thing or not. I think people are like, ooh, like, these people have all this attention now. Like, how can I get that? And mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just...
It is very narcissistic world mm-hmm. and totally guilty, of course, mm-hmm. which is why I want to get rid of it. I'm sick of it. I'm so sick of it. I'm so sick of it. Sorry.
Get rid of it right now.
I need to. I really do. You're right. Should I just do it on air?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, Facebook. I'm fucking over it. I really am. I don't want to check it all the time. Oh, I got a notification, though. Let me see. Let me see what it says.
Your last notification.
My last notification. Mm-hmm. And it's taking forever. Oh, yeah, because I've been upset for the past couple days because I found out what's-his-face had his baby. My ball and chain of a long time. And, I don't know. That made me feel weird, and I didn't like it.
Well, yeah, and it's like if Facebook didn't exist, it's like you would have never known. You would have been one step closer to just moving the fuck on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just kind of like
it's annoying. How do I end it? Security?
I have no idea.
Got it. Deactivate. Deactivate your account. Are you sure you want to deactivate? Dan will miss you. Harper will miss you. Bernardo will miss you. Ian will miss you. Elijah will miss you.
Is it really telling you that right
uh-huh.
now?
And what's my reason for leaving?
Oh, man.
I have a privacy concern. I spend too much time using Facebook. My account was hacked. I don't understand how to use it. I don't feel safe. I have another Facebook account. This is temporary. I'll be back.
Oh, damn.
Oops.
I've deleted mine a couple times, and I always come back.
I have to. I know.
Because you're like, ah, oh, it's about that time.
Maybe if they reorganize the content, like, mm-hmm. like let's say they do it in, like, a patch of, like, I don't know, like a grid or something of posts, so you can see more at once mm-hmm. instead of just, like...
Like Pinterest?
Yeah, like Pinterest or... Yeah. Yeah, that's a great example.
Yeah, or, like... Put all the status, like, only statuses here, and I just want to look at what people have to say. Put all the stupid videos and shit here. Put all the photos here.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like having it all mixed together just makes me feel like I'm being overloaded.
I also feel like I'm being overloaded.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to throw up afterward. Like, I ate too much visual.
Because it's just, like, empty. Mm-hmm. And all, like... Now they're putting little, like, news snippets from the news on the side, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, sometimes it'll just be the dumbest shit. Like, every once in a while it'll be, like, you know, a little political thing or you know, an accident that happened, which is important. But the other day, one of the news snippets was, like, Kim Kardashian posts a photo of her breasts with a milk bottle emoji, and I'm like, who the fuck cares? Who the fuck cares? Like, why is that news? Why are you telling me I should care about it?
I don't know. I also, the whole family is confusing, and when will they fade out? How many more years do you give them?
I don't know.
Well, they keep making more.
Yeah.
No, they do.
That's true.
And they make them into them men and women these days. No, I'm just kidding.
They've been, like, hybrid breeding them with, like, pop stars yeah. and stuff. So.
Yeah. It's the Illuminati, man.
It is.
every once in a while I would get on at like 3 a.m. so that nobody would like see me pop back up. So I could just stalk everyone and see what was going on, then be like, all right, deactivate again. Like, I would just like pop in.
I had to make someone see the one reason why I haven't been. Oh my god. I just tried to deactivate it and still won't let me. I had to make someone admin of my comedy page.
Not just yourself?
Well, because if I log off or if I deactivate, it's going to...
You're too deep.
I made a fellow comedian be admin.
So are you still going to use that page?
Well, I'm just going to ask him to update it for me, I think. I'll be like, do you have a Facebook account? Can you update my comedy page? I have a comedy page. Okay. Yeah, I would like to opt out of receiving future emails from Facebook. All right. Deactivate.
See that movie Village of the Damned? Like, they did a remake. There was like a British, I don't know if it was, but it was like a, I think it might have been a British like original like sci-fi horror film. They remade it with Christopher Reeves in the 70s.
Ooh.
It was really cool. But basically this town of women all get pregnant and it's like an alien species that is impregnated. But they're like brilliant and smart and they're gonna go and they're gonna breed with each other. Their plan is like to take over the world and they're completely like narcissistic with being of, like, yeah, it's just really weird, and I think about that sometimes.
Yeah.
They all blonde hair too. There's a play on something, but anyway, yeah.
My niece is 11, and she spent the night here one night, and the next day she wanted me to take a picture of her in her outfit. She had done up some pigtails and had an outfit, and she was doing the whole arm out thing, and I was like, all right, if you're going to be taking pictures, we got to do it the right way and get you, like, a cute background. And because it was, like, going to be, like, my door. And I'm just like, there's nothing cool. So we went to my bathroom and I was like, you know, it's a lot more powerful if you have a nice background, FYI. So it's like I'm teaching her, like, I guess posting a selfie 101 or something.
It's not.
She's gonna do it.
It's just good photography.
Yeah, true.
I mean, people have been getting.
But she's an Instagram
taken all the time.
Yeah, she's an Instagram account, and that freaked me out.
Yeah.
Bad.
She's 11.
Yeah. Yeah. And
have you ever just randomly? I don't think we've talked about this, but have you ever just randomly stumbled on like a 14 or 15 year old? Girl's Instagram, like
I'm pretty sure I have.
Yeah. It's weird because it's pretty much always only pictures of themselves, like in pretty much the same pose, only different clothes or makeup or whatever. And then the comments are all like their friends, but they're like insulting each other in weird ways. And like, I'm just like, what? I don't understand. I feel so old. I'm like, hey. What are these kids talking about?
Is that some lingo for I love you?
Yeah, it's just weird. I feel like there's no, they're not placing any value on anything other than just, yeah, themselves.
How you're representing in one shot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sucks. And, like, I'll see pictures of me, you know, you take a picture of yourself, you always look a little bit hotter, just a little bit hotter in your self-reflection. And then I see pictures of me that are, like, really not attractive because of whatever reason, you know, the angle, or I'm just like, oh, boy. Oh, boy. So that's why I kind of want to quit. Quit Facebook is so, like, I'll stop comparing myself to these pictures of me.
Yeah.
And, like, I just want to be more in the moment, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And not so weirdly addicted to persona and shit.
Yep. It does get in your head, for sure.
It sucks because I just finally asked Wade Hampton to be my Facebook friend, and I just deactivated
it.
Oh,
goddammit.
My bad. Sorry I waited for so long.
I did.
I did.
I wonder if he's ever like, I waited.
I waited.
Okay. Well, I think we're about at that time. This was kind of a weird episode. I think we're all in weird all moods. We really were. I mean,
it's a weird day.
It is. Okay, so we wanted to say thank you to Midwest Digest for being our big daddy, Papa Bear. I'm going to call him weird shit every time. We also want to thank Jill Miller with her Finishing School for Modern Women. The Finishing School for Modern Women brings together women of all ages to learn from experts and each other how to claim our power in business, finance, communication, and life. So that's about all of these classes by going to finishingschoolformodernwomen.com. It's really easy to sign up, and the classes are only $30. So if you have any other questions, I'm sure you could email Jill or tweet at her at schoolmodwomen. And then if you have anything to say to us over here at You Breast Believe, you can find us on Facebook, which I no longer have. And also you can find us on Twitter at You, the letter U, Breast Believe. So later, y'all.
Bye.
Thanks again for listening to You Breast Believe, episode number 3. And don't forget to go get your Brooks Whelan tickets. We're so freaking excited. Thanks again to Shelter Salon and Hellbomb for believing in us and sponsoring that show.